Station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Mr. Record's over here with a spark on his face. He's got something going
Mr.
on.
Mr. Recker. I was just listening to your voice and it just had a calming sound to it. So.
Calming sound.
Maybe, but calming.
Calming.
C-A-L-M.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess both our voices are kind of that way. Kind of.
Oh, we can get fired up if we want to.
But not on Saturday morning, though.
No. It's a cloudy morning, and they're calling for some rain, but it's 60% chance. It's sprinkled on us a little bit on the way over here, but
then last night, late, a little shower came through. It wasn't much. But what about Thursday night?
I don't know. I just thought it was raining. I don't know how much it rained or anything.
I got half an inch, but what time was that? 2 o'clock?
It's after thunder. 12.
Yeah, it's after 12. It wake you up. Yeah, no, it was loud, dude. Rhonda says no, not her.
Well, in our house, you see here much outside. My dad built it so tight.
Yeah. But the lightning was so loud. I remember after I heard that, then they had another flash come. It was like lit up my whole room, it looked like. But
well, we're still getting our strange weather patterns. So, yeah.
But we're getting into some humidity, finally. It's been hot. God, I don't know if it was 90 yesterday, but it was knocking on the door. Felt like more than 90 anyway.
It was supposed to get to 90, but I don't know if it did.
It's that time of year. This is Memorial Day weekend. It typically was hot on Memorial Day.
This year is not being typical. Yeah. There's been a lot of things, but it's not.
Last year, I remember it was super cool. It was like 70s Memorial Day, so it's going to be warmer, kind of traditional this time, but
as I've been telling you all year, my grass was still, I won't say dead, but dormant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because we had a late
frost, and this year we don't have
too late frosts.
So the warm season grasses are thriving.
Too late frosts, guys.
Hitting them with fertilizer and waking them up and getting them moving. Very good. A lot of people are having good success. I didn't have hardly any calls like I usually do the last bunch of years. Like, something's wrong with my Bermuda. Something's wrong with my Zoysia. What's wrong with it is it don't like being cold, especially at night. That's what we always talk about. Yeah. It might be 80 during the day, but if it gets back down to 50s at night, that's not what. Yeah,
45, 50.
It needs to be 60s.
Slows it down.
85, 65 is a good growing thing for it. And hotter, the hotter the better. Be honest with you.
And Tommy got a bright idea this year. He was going to put in a square foot garden.
Uh-huh.
But that square foot garden now is about a half to three quarters of an acre. He's got eight rows of corn. Well,
Tommy didn't measure this out. I figured he would sit down with his thing and tractor and all that and draw this thing out.
He designed it.
Compass.
Out. He brought it to me with Thursday. He says, I got a problem. Where do I need to put the watermelons, the cantaloupes, and the pumpkins? I said, well, put down on this end, put your watermelons, this end, your cantaloupes, because you hold them together, and throw the pumpkins in the trash. They are a royal pain to grow around.
Already. I tried to grow a couple of years ago, and no success.
There's just too many diseases to get them.
Yeah.
Most of them here, believe it, come from the South. They do better down towards Charlotte.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And there's a variety of two that'll grow up in the mountains. But here, by the time they start looking good, you get a stem rod or a stem borer. There's things.
Some wants to eat it up.
But his granddaughter likes pumpkins. So he's growing pumpkins.
Well, my granddaughters would like it too. So.
But he's had a time getting it in because it's rained every other day just about for 3 or 4 weeks now. So.
He's got it going now.
Yeah. Well, corn's up about 6 to 8 inches. I think he got the tomatoes in this week.
Yeah, he's a little behind, but it'll be fine. He'll have tomatoes when other people won't then.
Well, he fertilizes them pretty heavy.
Mine's growing well. I need to do some fertilizer on. I need to do some insecticide on there to get stuff. I need to do a...
Oh, he's had plants for 3 weeks. He just couldn't get them in.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a big...
Mine's doing well, and there's crabgrass and stuff coming up all between them, so now that's got to get out there and get that up. So you do that a couple of times, kind of clean it up. It kind of stays away because your plants will get bigger and bigger, and they'll kind of block a lot of it. But I had a guy talk about he had goose grass coming up all around under his thing, so he was trying to figure out what to do. I said, well, the best thing, you just had to get in there and pull it out. I mean,
we got that sage everywhere.
You don't want to spray Roundup and stuff around your garden, but you can be careful. I was going to talk about this last week, but whenever you spray, you got to be careful for drift. And that is when you hold the thing too high, the wind's blowing. You don't even realize it's happening, but
it gets all the plants and kills them.
I went around my beds at the house. It looked like some amateur out there. It's like a 6 to 12 inches wide on some of the things. I guess that saves me from weed eating. But somebody was saying, "I guess you don't have a weed eater." I need one now.
Long time ago, I had Paul Thompson, the county agent, on this show, and we were talking about gardening. I said, "Well, I still get out there with a hoe and hoe the weeds around them." It didn't do a bit of good, but I do it too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, if you loosen them up, the roots dry out and they kind of die, but a lot of times they'll just attach back to the dirt and start growing again.
They just come right back out. But you only got to do it about 6 weeks. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
All gave some. Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Some gave all. Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I had not heard that song in a long, long time.
Memorial Day edition.
I'm sitting here trying to think how long ago it was.
Yeah. Long time.
My wife sitting over there seemed to remember it.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to say thank you to all the families that gave up time and their family members to serve. And Memorial Day is about remembering the people that never got to retire, never made it out of
out
of the uniform, never made it back.
That's right. Special day for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We were talking about gardens.
we were rolling so good there for a minute. Now we kind of got complacent.
I got to think about where
we're
holiday,
going. You know? It is a holiday.
A holiday is Monday, today. And she took off yesterday.
Good for you. But it feels like, I mean, most people get Saturdays off, but we're not open today, so it feels like a holiday.
That's right. Your home office.
We're closed today and Monday. So that's something good our owner does for us on Memorial Day, like July 4th, Labor Day. We'll take that Saturday and Monday in combination, so that's a good thing.
We only took four.
Yeah, July 4th is kind of in the middle or something. Isn't it? Yeah.
We only
That's took. Good. That means it messes the whole week up.
We only took four days, January 1st.
I know you, Steve. You didn't do
4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas. 4th of July, we always took a couple extra days. Too.
Did you? Yeah.
They were so tired, it was time to let them rest.
You should have took a week off or something then. Depends on how it fell.
Believe it or not, but once upon a time, holidays were our busiest days of the year. I mean,
could be. I mean, today, if we were open today, it'd be crazy over there.
We were open on 4th of July one year, and believe it or not, we were busy then. Mm. And that was usually a slow time.
We had a little party at our store last night after we closed. Today is Memorial Day weekend. Traditionally, if you're in the landscaping business, it's, I would say, somewhat the end of the peak spring, but that doesn't mean Tuesday's not going to be busy, because
not necessarily.
We had one heck of a day yesterday. Oh my gosh,
what it did. You're right.
Till 5:30, like from 7:45 to 5:30, it was nuts. So thank you for all that.
We always considered June 30th kind of the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when your year ended anyway, didn't it?
But yeah. Mm-hmm. And it slowed down starting Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And it's gradually
People travel and the temperature goes up. And, you know, nothing stops mulch sales like 95 degrees. That stops people doing mulch and pine needles, boy.
Oh, nowadays, even the landscapers complain about the hot weather.
Right, I got problems then.
our guys didn't even think.
Well, nobody used to complain. It just is what it is, I guess. Yeah. We just went and did it.
Well, when I was growing up,
robots.
Growing up in the mountains, we didn't know what air conditioning was.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody's got.
Well, I mean, if you grow up in that and you're used to, I mean, it probably wasn't that hot up there. Maybe a week or two out of the whole year, it got maybe. You had a fan blowing by your bed or something?
Hot up there was considered the mid-80s.
Yeah.
If it got 85, it was real hot. Mm. Now, before I left in the late 70s, a couple times it hit 90, but a day or two here or there, and that's it. Mm. But even down here, when Tommy first moved up to Huntersville, he didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, that was something of a...
Now, he got miserable up there.
Something of a luxury, I guess, back in the day, technically. Mm-hmm. I mean, people had window units and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So. We had window units.
I think we had that over off Saluda where I grew up. Mm-hmm. We had window units.
Yep.
Hey, I want to say a shout out. I was at Southern Silage yesterday, which is one of our old sponsors, and saw Debbie in there.
Debbie was
in
the store?
She was in there.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool because I was buying lunch for the store, and I wanted to write a check. So if I went in there, we were talking about writing checks earlier, and younger people not realizing what checks are. What is that piece of paper? It's like an IOU. But she was there. She said, "Yeah, you can write a check, but it's not a big deal." But I ran into old customer of mine, Charlotte Hoag.
Oh, really?
Bob and Charlotte used to run ProCal, and told her, she said, I listen to Gardner's Bench every week. So I said, I can give her a shout out today.
I
so.
Grew up with her husband, Bob.
Okay. In New York. Yeah. Rhonda's here, says hey to Bob.
Yep. I don't know why
see people like that.
I don't know why she moved over there to be away from the microphone, except the peel of Matt was too strong for.
Matt's got a sexy shirt on.
Okay, it's that time again. We're going to take a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
So good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Go Rhonda, go Rhonda.
Rhonda's on the roll now.
Up here dancing in the window. You have all these people lined up out there in a little bit.
20 years ago. We still need to have a party one night and have Matthew DJ.
Well, he could welcome to come to my house and do it.
We'll pay him a minimum fee.
He could MC. I might talk to him about doing something next Saturday at my house. Maybe MC. You free next Saturday night?
I think so.
Okay.
Where did it go?
I'll pencil you in.
I need to check with the boss.
Do what?
So I need to check with the boss.
Okay, yeah.
He's negotiating this thing live on the air. I like
live
that.
On the air.
We do that. A remote live from Millwood.
That's right.
Remote live from Millwood. Okay.
Yep.
Whatever. Anyway.
So, on your plants right now, would they already be getting some fungus maybe? I had somebody come in with crepe myrtle. Look like they get scale, they stuff
get,
like that.
Oh, they get scale and they get
little powdery
mildew
junk on them. And
the older varieties get aphids, and aphids leave a little honey residue that attracts the mold. And
well, most crepe myrtles fight all that off, don't they? I mean, if they're older.
The newer varieties, newer meaning since the 1980s, they're. Usually, a lot of them are resistant.
Yeah.
Some of the older varieties before 1980 aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take much to spray them and get rid of them.
Yeah.
Even though we got a crop of people coming back now that don't want to spray anything. I don't think they realize how bad it is.
When you say crop, that's what we have for that stuff. It's called Crop X, or I can't remember the active ingredient in it, but It's it takes care of a lot of things. Yeah. Copper fungicide is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. The problem with crepe myrtles now, there's so many varieties.
Yeah.
I mean, there are thousands of them now. And a lot of them in the last 15 years. I mean, it has produced them. And nobody could carry all of them now. There's that many. And,
some pretty colors now, though.
I kind of like the old-timey, not old-timey, but the, what we call the Indian varieties. There's Tuscarora and one called Cherokee and Natchez. I mean, all named after Indian tribes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they came out, started in the 70s, I guess, and through the 90s. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them get huge. I got a one called a Muskogee at our house behind the carport. That sucker's 40 feet tall.
Wow.
I mean, it's huge.
I love the trunk and the wood. That's some perfect. Hard wood
it
there, buddy.
Is. And it's that's a lavender.
Yeah, see, I have, I was about to say, all my stuff in my yard really came from you, but I have a lavender one on the corner, right corner of my house. It looks pretty.
That, it gets big. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the leaf doesn't look like a crepe myrtle leaf.
Yeah, it looks different.
It is different. It's a little bit bigger and wider. And
this one's it doesn't get as much sun as it used to. And they don't do as well. You know, crepe myrtles love dry and dry and sun, heat, and all. So
that's why mine's so cold. It's fighting to get sun.
Yeah,
we got a Tuscarora by the driveway. That's everything around it now is huge. Tall.
Yeah, that's what's the problem with if your crepe myrtle's not blooming, like flourishing. It's one of the problems. I remember I took care of this property years ago, and when I took over, whoever had the irrigation on was running the beds like way too much on the one side of this whole thing. Was these crepe myrtles, and they never bloomed. I'm like, what's wrong with it? So I basically just cut that water off to them, and boy, the next season they just were flourished with red pink blooms.
Well, ours, it blooms some, but not like it should.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because there's big trees all around it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, now, there's one over on the other side near the magnolia that's so pretty that it's supposed to be a dwarf. One's supposed to get over 6 feet tall, and it's probably 18 to 20 now.
Yeah.
But we never pruned it much. And it was supposed to be a white, and it's actually a red. So.
Yeah, my lavender, the big maple, blocks the sun in the morning, and all those magnolias in the afternoon block it, so it's just not getting what it should, so. I feel like my magnolia is maybe slowing the leaves a little bit, but you're right, man. They just don't stop. Them three trees, I filled up my whole recycling thing with leaves off of that.
That's why it happens when you limb them up. You leave it to the ground, they don't do that.
But
they got out there on mine. They hadn't been touched in probably 25 years. Mm-hmm. And it all grown together so bad is why they did it, I think. But they limbed it from the ground up about 5 feet. Now we got magnolia leaves all over.
But I needed to do it, man. You wouldn't even be able to see my house over there. And my beautiful Climbs Hardy gardenias, they just bloomed out kind of. They're starting to fade, but they were gorgeous, man. They're still
alive.
Yeah. It wasn't a space on there where there wasn't a bloom. And the smell... A couple of people came over our house the other night on the patio, and that smell was just like, it's awesome, man.
They're awesome, but the problem we had with them, two things, if you got them in a pot and they get pot bound, they go south. Quick. And don't overwater them.
Yeah.
If you overwater them, they'll be dead in a week.
Yeah, these are beside my house. They don't get a lot of sun.
That's kind of amazing because usually we create gardenias like sun.
Yeah.
They don't have to have it.
When I did a Chandler place, planted all that stuff, I got all them from you, Climbs Hardy. I had them everywhere there, so I don't know. I need to ride through there and see what it looks like. But
we finally quit growing them. Okay, Matthew's give us the sign again. He's our old standby. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Pit.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench, and it is a lovely day.
Yeah, it is. Hope everybody
Every day
has a lovely,
is a
day.
Lovely day. Just remember that.
Enjoy your friends and family this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
People probably having cookouts, and I feel like we had a lot of people come. We actually sell propane at the store. If you didn't realize that, we'll do it by the gallon. We only charge you what we put in the tank, so it's not a flat charge. So if you only need 1 gallon, we charge you 1 gallon. So, but had a good bit of people come in this week. Getting ready for Memorial Day. I probably have people wanting to come today, but I'm sorry we're not there. But
you're one of the few in York County that's got it like that now. I mean, it used to be everywhere, but part of it is all the regulations.
I have to go to Columbia and do a test and all this kind of stuff, and it's kind of hard. I took 2 years ago, I had to go take the test. I signed up for the wrong one. I signed up for like commercial thing. I was in there going, man, I don't know any of this. Like, failed it, but I was doing the wrong test. Like, the one I'm supposed to do is a little bit easier than that. Had to go back to Columbia the next week.
Well, the thing was, that tank was there a long time, way before y'all bought it, and y'all never used it until a few years ago, right?
Well, no, we've had it. Used it. But we had to move it across another side of the building. So if you come in our store, it's come down the hill. It's on the right side. You pull all the way over there. And
it's not on the left.
It's not on the left anymore. It was too close to the power pole.
Yep. Okay, so Matthew's giving the sign.
Yeah, well, I hope you have a good day, buddy.
You do the same. Yeah. And have a good, we'll see you next week on the radio.
Yeah.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most